Clive, Chapter 4. There in the middle of the pond was his bag. It was bobbling about slowly and drifting around in circles.
"It's full of very important papers," said the man.
"Oh no, it's going to stink!
Get a fishing net quick," he yelled.
"A fishing net? Has anybody got a fishing net?" But no, the bag was sinking and no one had a fishing net. But I did have an idea. I used my cloth and my bucket with a hole in and a long stick and...
got it!
"Thank you, thank you, thank you," said the man. "You've saved my bag and all my papers and money. I would like to reward you." He put his hand into his soggy bag and I held my breath and wished, "Money, money to buy my trainers." Then he pulled out a little soggy card with an address on it. "Pop in and see me," he said, and then he went, leaving nothing behind but a patch of damp grass and some duckweed. I went home and told my mum all about it.
"Well, you had your wits about you, but you're not going calling on strangers without my say-so."
"Oh, Mum." "No, if you want to go, I'm going with you." So I had to wait till Saturday when she had the day off work. In a way, I was glad she'd come. It was a funny sort of place. It was a big warehouse in a side street, huge and dusty and full of boxes. A bit spooky.
"Hello there. I've been waiting for you to turn up.
This is my mum." I turned to my mum, but she wasn't listening. She was staring at a huge heap of boxes.
"It's those trainers you're mad about. Piles of them."
The man was busy telling me all about his job. "I bring in all these things, some from other countries, and I sell them to shops. I've seen some in shop windows," I said. "Would you like some of these? Do you think they're nice?"
"Nice? They're brilliant. They're fantastic. They're cool."
"Help yourself to a few things then," said the man.
"Oh, we couldn't," said my mum.
"Yes, we could. Yes, we could."
"Yes, you could," agreed the man. "Your boy saved me a lot of money and a lot of trouble. I want to reward him." So I got a cap and some jeans, a t-shirt and the trainers. Cool. In my new shirt, I felt brighter. In my new shoes, I felt taller. I looked the way I'd always felt I was. Cool Clive, the coolest kid alive. The end.